Hey, Shorty.
Hi, Shorty. Nice to see you.
Hi, Dina Joe.
Hi, Tom. Shorty keeps changing her profile picture, and she's a pretty girl. Hi, Shorty B.
Very fashionable pictures.
Yes. You go, girl. I love it. You be you.
I like my coffee like I like my women.
Yes, you do.
Black and strong.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you like me.
I was going to say, every now and then, I like a little foo-foo coffee, you know, a little cream.
Hi, Moonchild. That's where you get me. I take over that part, so you can have your black coffee.
Hey, Eric. Good to see you, buddy.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, Tony. Moonchild.
There's this
just
picture.
Just waiting for everybody else.
Yeah. There's this picture of somebody made flan. You know what, that Mexican dessert flan? And yeah. It has like a big bite mark out of the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it Before says, who bit the flan? And it's a kitty cat. It's like a kitty cat has it all over its face. My gosh. It's so funny. It's cute. The cat's looking like it wasn't me, but it's all over its face. That's cute.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric coming to you live from across the United States of America.
Yes.
All the way from the shores of Georgia to the shores of Washington State up to the mountains of Colorado. We're coming to you live with smiles on our faces and ready to get it on. It's Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
Friday's always a fun day. Fun yes. day. The week's coming
I
to an end.
UJQJK. Hi, Mr. T. That one was easy.
Getting your, you know, you're getting the day, the week's over. Friday's usually a low production day anyway, because everybody's waiting for the weekend. Monday's a low production day because you're coming off the weekend.
Off the weekend. Yeah.
Tuesday's kind of, you got to pick it up, make up for not doing, you know, Tuesday. You pick it up Wednesday, and then Tuesday, you're picking it up. Wednesday, yeah, you're caught up, and now you're cruising, you know. And then Thursday, you got to nail things down a little bit because, you know, tomorrow's Friday, and you're not going to do anything on Friday.
So you got to get everything done on Thursday.
Yeah. So technically, we only have a 3-day work week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Funny.
Well, at least that's the way I was. I don't know about anybody else, but that's how how my work.
I was a worker.
Oh mm-hmm. You were. Yeah,
I was.
Yeah, Grammy's a worker too. Yeah, you hit it Monday morning and you didn't stop till Friday afternoon when it's time to go home.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. See, I hired people like you. I always had the great departments, you know. Oh, your department's so efficient. It's because of the people. It's because of the people I have working for me. It's not me. Yeah. It's them. But I took care of my workers. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Every Friday was Pizza Friday for us. We always had pizzas. Always sent somebody out to buy some pizzas. And then when lunchtime came, everybody headed up into the big conference room, and we had Pizza Fridays. Yeah,
wow,
baby.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know, a little break. I told everybody not to punch out. You know, don't punch out for lunch. Stay on the clock, because I'll talk a little shop while we're having our pizzas, and you can claim it as a meeting. There you go. Yeah. So, good times.
As, you know, teamwork, team bonding.
We team would have bonding. Yeah.
They would take us like I think maybe twice a year. They would do like a team bonding thing, and they would take you to, usually it was a bowling place, Or one time we went to, what is the one that's like a big kids place where there's bowling and then there's games and then there's a restaurant like a with
Dave and.
Yes. That's it. Dave and Buster's.
Dave
Hi,
and Shonda. Buster's.
Yeah. One time they took us there when, one time we got to go there.
You know, those are fun. That's a fun place. Dave and Buster's fun place. Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of like an adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. And so you got to hang out with your fellow coworkers and, you know, sometimes you don't want to hang out with your fellow coworkers.
Ain't that a truth?
You know, it's like, I just want to go home. I don't want to hang out with you.
I'm with you people 40 hours a week. I don't want to go spend extra time with you.
Especially with bosses watching. You know what I mean?
Yep. Hi, Asha. Good to see you, buddy.
No.
Yeah,
I usually know. Fun. I appreciated him.
I had a few people I used to hang around with, you know, at work, you know.
Yeah, just a few.
But they were, you know, they weren't really buddies, you know. Like I'd go there, so hey, we're gonna go golfing after work. You wanna go? Sure, I'll go. I'm going because I like playing golf and that, but it wasn't because I like hanging out with them, you know.
Oh,
I'd rather go play golf and goof around. But we always had fun. I mean, but it's not like I was hanging around buddies with them at work, you know.
Oh, no, I always had a group that I always, like my last place, and I still talk to Steven, who you almost met, but the flight was too late.
Right.
He's still one of my really closest friends, and then a few other people, we haven't gotten together. We used to get together all the time. I swear, like maybe 3 times a year, we'd have big barbecues or whatever and just come hang out. We were supposed to play games, but we never got to play any games, you know.
Yes.
They had some board game they were going to play, but it never happened. We just hung out, and it was fun. We'd build a fire, go outside, and hang out by the fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always find people that, I don't know. I guess that's just me. I don't know. And that's a good part of me and a bad part of me at times, I guess. Hi, well, Shells,
too. You're an outgoing person, and you're friendly, you know. That's how Grammy is. Grammy's got all these friends. She likes hanging out with them and all this and that, and you know, she gets invited over for little gatherings and this and that and this and that. And I never go to them. I always let her go. Go. Go have fun with your friends, you know. Go have fun with your friends and just have a good time, you know. Let her go have fun with her friends, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, well, I'll try to hurry back. Don't try to hurry back. You come back when you're ready, you know. You go out and have some fun, and then one time she left, and she was gone, and she was gone, and then gone, and gone. I mean, it's like, holy moly, you know, it's like getting 12 hours, and I'm thinking, what the heck, you know? So I text messaged her or something, saying, hey, are you all right? Where are you at? You know, and she goes, oh, we're at the casino. I go, okay, good, all right. I got you. That's you know, funny. And I finally had to tell her one time, I said, you know, just fire me a text message every now and then, just so I know you're okay. And,
yes.
You know, I'm not keeping track of you. I just need to know that you're okay. So I don't sit here worrying about you, that you've gotten stranded someplace or something, you know.
Your phone doesn't work or, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Because we're all home. We got to keep an eye on each other, you know. And so, yeah, one time she was gone. She was gone for a long time. She came back just as bubbly and having fun. Oh, we had so much fun. You know, that's good. You got to get out and have fun with your friends. You got to. You know, you got to get out and have some fun with your friends and just have a good time, you know. I think that's part of my problem is because I just lost interest in golfing. So the switch to go golfing with my buddies just turned off. Doop. You know, it's like turning off a light. It just wasn't there anymore. So, you know, we used to go golfing like 2 times a week. You know, we'd be out golfing, especially on weekends, we'd go out golfing. And so I'm always with my buddies and everything. But eventually everybody, you know, people started dropping out, you know. You know, all of a sudden this guy's not coming. Now this guy's not coming. And, you know, you started losing the group and, you know, it wasn't so much fun, and you know, and it's like, and then it just happened to me. I just went, I'm not golfing anymore. I'm kind of tired of it, you know. So I stopped, and so I missed the, you know, so I kind of missed the to getting together with people every now and then, you know.
How do you say that word?
Camaraderie.
Yeah, that one.
I said it right, didn't I?
Camaraderie. You did. On the first time, you made it through it.
Man, the old man did it. Camaraderie. Yeah.
Camaraderie.
Don't want to push it too much. I'll blow it. I'll say it wrong.
Morning, wow. Asha.
Morning, Asha.
Can you believe that Dina had to ask the old man how you say camaraderie?
I know. It just couldn't come out this morning. Wow. I know. There's something wrong, right?
He got it right.
That's the problem.
I know. I just puts it all on, I think, to be fair.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've already had a cup of coffee in me and a banana, so I'm ready. I'm ready, yeah. So what's up to you, Ashley? What's going on?
Right?
I'm just literally chilling. I'm off today.
Nice.
So I'm just having a 5 minutes just chilling. And nothing too tough, really. Just taking it easy.
Okay. Hey, so our weather's getting kind of nasty. What's your weather in England? How's it faring over there?
English weather. What do you mean by nasty?
Yeah. Well, is it starting to turn into the rainy season? Is it getting cold? You know,
it's still always doom and gloom. But,
yeah. Well, you never let that stop you, though. I mean, if you
To be fair, it's not been that bad. It's not been too cold, but you notice it's getting cold now, though. But it's normally around about the end of October time, beginning of November, that's when it just gets cold.
Yeah.
But we've had none of that this year. Now it's just starting to get cold.
Yeah, see, and that's why they build all those big bonfires for the Guy Fawkes Day, because it's cold.
For Guy Fawkes, yeah.
Yeah. Guy Fawkes. Fox. Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes. Yeah. I was thinking, I never did see a big old bonfire during that while I lived there. I've seen a lot of fireworks and that kind of stuff going off, but I never saw anybody building big bonfires.
Oh, man, the fireworks, when it's like
a
couple of days before, you'd just be minding the air and you'd just be hearing them blowing up every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is during the 4th of July here. 4th of July, New Year's Day. I mean, they start firing off the fireworks like 2 or 3 days before the event. And it's sometimes where I live, it's almost like a war zone. I mean, yeah, I want to see fractions of the neighborhood split up and start launching missiles into each other's territory.
Oh, wow.
You know, those Roman candles? That kind of stuff. Did you ever have Roman candle fights? You know, because those fire out projectiles.
Those are dangerous.
Oh, do you mean with the firework?
Huh? What's that?
Yes.
What do you mean by Roman?
Yeah.
Is that the firework?
Hi, Duchon. Yeah, it's that big one. You should hold with two hands, and it goes boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, fires up a little fireball.
Well, actually, they say you're not supposed to hold them. Aren't you supposed to put them on the ground?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, what fun is that?
Yeah.
Hold them like a gun.
The best one is aiming it in people's feet and making them dance. That's what you need to
do. Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is they'll hit and bounce, too. They hit, bounce, and take off. Pew, and they just keep going. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a bouncing Betty.
I love me some fireworks. But they're getting so – they're starting to shut everything down over here where I live. Well, it used to be a wide open state. Washington used to be a wide open state. Whatever you wanted to buy, you could buy. Whatever you wanted to fire off, you could fire off. And slowly but surely, they start taking things and saying, no, you can't do it here. For the city, Vancouver, shuts it down. No fireworks allowed in the city. And now the county's going, no fireworks in the county. It's like, come on, people. Good grief.
They just need to overtake it and be rebels and just do it. That's what they do here. Everybody does it. And it's like, okay, where do they go? They don't go anywhere. Yeah. They just can't. They just go, they're everywhere. Everybody's lighting them off. You saw my video last year. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't have to pay to go somewhere to see fireworks. You just go sit out in the middle of your backyard and look around. You'll be able to see them.
I know. So, Asha, fireworks are a big deal? I mean, they're a big deal where you live?
Yeah, man. They still go on and stuff like that, and people have them about. But over the years, it's kind of calmed down a bit now. Like, you'd be seeing kids out and about throwing them everywhere at everyone and, like, trying to aim at houses and now, but people actually go into parks and going out and to events with fireworks than it is in a natural thing now. They don't really, things have calmed down a lot from how it used to be, because before, when it was fireworks season, fireworks would be kicking off like a week or so before.
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's not regulated because people still do what they got to do. It's not like one of those ones, but it's just a bit not as fun as it used to. Or is it just because I just don't notice it anymore? I'm not too sure.
I don't know. The one thing I have noticed around here is when it's one of those events with fireworks and that, they start launching them off before it's dark. It's like, what good is that? What fun is that? You know,
precisely.
The sun hasn't gone all the way down. You can't see.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like, do you know what the worst thing is when people charge you to go and pay and see your fireworks? You're like, listen, all I need to do is just look up.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. They have them in all the cities. Oh, please don't set them off. We're having ours and you can come here and pay, you know, whatever. And it's like, no. And so you have all the people with all their illegal ones all around you shooting them off. Like,
yeah, before me and Grammy got married.
If it's not illegal, it's not fun.
No. Before me and Grammy got married, I had an apartment in Vancouver, and you could go out on the balcony and overlook the Columbia River, where they had the big, giant 4th of July fireworks program.
Cool.
So I didn't have to pay. I could just go out there on my balcony and watch it. It was awesome.
I think it's fun when they shoot them off over a lake or a body of water. It looks really cool.
Oh, yeah, because you get all that reflection and all that stuff going on. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. It looks really cool.
It is. Hey, welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dita, Joe, and Eric. We got Man Cave from Man Cave Sounds on the phone from England, one of our good buddies. I want to thank you all for coming. This is Friday, our Friday show. And tonight, Friday night's music show, we're going to be going back and playing all the songs that Dina Joe has brought out this week for the Today in Music History. So we'll be playing that list and songs in their entirety. So it'll be fun. And just thanks for coming. See that follow button? Hit that follow button. Yeah, become part of the pod people. Oh. Hey, so what do you think? Should we do stats? Should we get stats out of the way?
Sure.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Hold on to your seats. Here we go. Hold on to your butts. We're going to do some stats. Here we go. These are our download numbers. Where the downloads are coming on? Our top five downloads. Number five, with 97 downloads, Canada.
Oh, thank you, Canada.
Thank you, Canada. Number four from the state of California, 112. California.
Welcome, NM.
Number three with 134, holding strong at number three, Washington, D.C.
Oh, my word. That's awesome. I don't know, but who's out there watching
us? With 166 from the state of the old man, Washington. Washington at number two.
AJFJ.
And holding strong at number one with 376 downloads, Colorado.
Whoop, whoop.
The state of Colorado. That gives us a grand total of 54,262 downloads. We have 1,907 followers, 32,280 listeners with 228,058 engagements.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Amazing.
You guys are the best.
You are.
The greatest. Yes, sir.
Is it Monday that you got your 400th show?
Yes.
Monday is our 400th show. Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Today is show 399. 399 today. Oh. 400. Tune in for and help us celebrate our 400th show on Monday. That's amazing to us. We are just, our minds are blown. Our minds are blown. I remember when we celebrated 100 shows. Yay! You know, that was 300 shows ago.
Oh, it's crazy. God. We're just hanging out. That's what's good. It's like
we're just hanging out, drinking coffee, having fun with our friends. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
And the occasional moonshine.
And occasional moonshine. You know, I might have to crack open the moonshine on the Monday on show. On the Monday show,
I think you should just do a whole show on the 400th show. Just drink moonshine for the whole show.
Oh no.
Why would we do
celebrate in style, you know?
No. I ain't gonna do it. I'll take a couple of cheeky sips and that's about it, but I ain't gonna sit here and get totally sloshed. I got things to do after the show. Remember, this is the morning. This is the start. This is the start of the show.
I have things to do. What, got to go and nap in the afternoon? Oh,
yes, right. That's what you got to go do.
Things to do. I got naps to take. Come on. Yeah, Mr. T's right. Let go to sleep. You betcha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I moan about the weather.
Yep.
I'm always bragging to Grammy like yesterday. Yeah, I was up at 4:30. I got the dishes done and everything. And this is right after the show. Right after the show. So it's, you know, it's about 8:30 in the morning. And she goes, you'll be asleep before noon.
And that's you were.
Put in the morning
and I was.
Shift.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then also next week, Monday's the 400th show. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday is our Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy Thanksgiving special. Wednesday. That's Wednesday. We'll have that Wednesday. So tune in for all that. We'll be talking about all things and everything Thanksgiving plus stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm like you, DeGray. I love naps. I could sleep anytime, anywhere, you know.
And by the way,
yes.
Asha, our judge, we were talking about our gingerbread contest that coming up soon, telling people if they see their kits to get them because supposedly there's a shortage. So, but everybody wants a new judge.
No, we don't.
No, the chat
That's fine
did.
With...
I
That's
didn't.
Fine with me.
No, you can be the judge.
Yeah, that is fine with me.
Look at him. Now you hurt his feelings.
I know. Look.
Just because
new
you
judge,
see,
right there.
Just
new
because
judge,
you,
new
just
judge.
Because
it's
you kicked
rigged.
Off a fuss, Dina. You see, and now look at it. That's what they say. You know that saying. Sometimes who shouts the loudest wins.
Hi, Julian.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, you know, nobody likes
get
the
your gingerbread
anyway.
Houses if you can, and we hope that Asha will continue to be our judge this year.
Oh, he will, because he understands that nobody likes the officials anyway, especially the ones that don't
That's
win.
It. I'm here not to make friends. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to judge.
Yeah.
Oh yes, yeah. But he did. You should have like you'll get bribes. So you should have like a, I don't know, PayPal or something.
Wow. We could easily set that up a cheeky PayPal there.
Yeah. Send me a bottle of moonshine.
Start collecting your bribes now. Yeah. The thing is, if he collects enough bribes, now everybody's on an even keel again.
That's true.
Yeah. So it makes it even more harder for me to pick them.
Well, then we have to have his missus join as a second judge or a helping as the judge.
A judge's assistant?
Together, yeah. They both have to come together and chat about it.
Oh, that's up to Asha. That's
I know.
Up to him.
It's up to He's him. I said it last year, too.
I tell you what, Dina.
Yes.
I'm going to let you do it this year.
Do what? Be the judge? No.
Be the judge. Nope, you are the judge. That's it. I've handed the judging over to you.
Oh, she can't be the judge. She's
hey,
she's the
King
builder
of Dr. Pepper.
She's a builder. She's a builder. I can't. Of things.
Yeah, I'm a builder.
Builder of things.
I'm a builder of.
Who's going to be
gingerbread?
Who's going to be the next judge? Who wants to be the next
judge?
You
get to be the judge.
No. I just want to throw it out there. No, we'll throw it out there. Who wants to be the next judge?
It won't be the same without you judging. Oh, man. Oh.
No.
No. Let the people speak. All right.
Let the people speak. They're not speaking today. They were speaking yesterday, some of them, yeah. But
well, that's because they were all
teasing.
They were
teasing the old man because they were saying that it was rigged, but he didn't win anyway, so...
They were what? All mad. All the losers were mad. They want a new judge. Oh, Mr. T saying Eric. No, Eric can't be because he's part of the staff.
Yes, and we're trying to get him to build one of these years.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, folks.
It's Tuddles here.
Tuddles is here.
I'm nominating Tuddles.
No, aww. Can't have Tuddles. He can't have Tuddles. Yeah. He's friends.
I'm nominating. Yeah,
he wants out. Nominate Tuddles. You can't come out.
Are you really seriously trying to get out from being the judge? Man, you can't. You're the foundation of the whole. You're the foundation of the whole contest. I mean, you are the man. I mean, you're the original judge, and we can't lose the original judge. No,
we cannot.
Do you know what?
Simon Cowell of us.
Sometimes the lion has got to let the little cub be the new lion.
Oh, no, man. No. That's just not right there. That is just not right. All right. Well. I'm not gonna release you from your obligation because you said last year you were gonna be the judge, and as long as we needed you,
welcome
you were
you,
gonna
YZ.
Be the judge, and I'm holding you to
UZY,
it.
Why? Excuse me.
You are our Simon Cowell.
Do you know what's ever happened to Simon Cowell these days? You don't know if
I don't know. He lives out there.
I don't know.
Did he move to Hollywood?
I don't know.
He's probably got one house in Hollywood and then one house in LA. And then one house in England, probably.
Has he got? Is it because he's gotten older? Has he gotten older, you know, and he can't be bothered or?
Well, I thought he had the same. Well, he started off having, you know, those judging shows, but he in the UK. I thought they don't continue anymore out there.
No, it's actually, to be fair, I don't think it was on. No, it weren't on this year because of the COVID.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
but he's on America's Got No. What is he on?
America's Got Talent.
And then he was
is
on
that
Pop.
Yeah,
Idol.
I guess. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he used to do American Idol, right?
Hey, Mr. A.
Hi, Mr. A.
I mean, he did the X Factor for a short time, the American version. I don't know if he still does the UK version.
Well, he does those shows. He does those shows because he's an executive producer of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's also been in the music recording industry over there for a very long time too.
A real long time, yeah. That's how he got his. That's how he got his start. Looking up and recording people, going up to talent. And I like the guy. I like his cutting edge humor. That's why I like Man Cave. He's got that cutting edge British humor. You know,
and don't forget the brutal honesty too. Like, if somebody's not talented, he's going to call them out.
And the brutal honesty, right? That British brutal honesty that Man Cave brings to the table.
Because Simon Cowell's brutal honesty. You know, he could turn like people who don't have talent into a puddle of tears.
Yeah, well,
he's not doing it to put people down. He's trying to tell them like where they can improve if they truly want to improve.
Right.
I'm just trying to build Man Cave up. Dina Jo, you've talked about him not being the judge and you just chopped him down. Now I'm trying to.
Oh, I was not trying to chop him down. You stop that.
I think
that's not me at all.
You might as well be the judge. You know what I mean? You're the Simon Cowell now.
Oh,
oh my just God. Those pinches, so that's it. The cutting edge.
The mean I'm too nice to be Simon Cowell. I'm too nice to be Simon Cowell.
You're trying to be nice.
It will never be the same.
You're like, he's just like kicking someone in the street. That's what it's like.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Oh, man, you stop it. And then you too, Asha. You stop it.
You that too? Green dragon of jealousy has raised its head.
You know that.
Yeah, but it's not red on isn't me, a good eye on you.
Oh, we kid. We kid.
You too.
Oh, we kid. Hey, so anyway, if you're just joined in, you don't know what we're talking about, is we have our December. Gingerbread Building Championship coming up. And a competition where everybody goes out. If you want to join, you turn in your name so we have you on the list. Go out and buy you a gingerbread house building kit.
It cannot be one that's
already built. You got to build it from scratch by yourself.
You got to put up those walls yourself.
Yep. Use your frosting to cement everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go. Then you build them, you decorate them, you submit the pictures. And then there towards the end, like a few days before the competition's end, we ship those pictures off to Man Cave. He looks at them and he judges them. He judges them for, how good they look. I mean, he judges them. And last year, Lewis won. And I tell you, it must have been a hard call between Lewis and Dina Joe because they built some gingerbread houses. I'm telling you what, man. I mean,
well. Ours was supposed to be one.
You're doing a village?
Entry. Yes. And you said no. And I'm like,
that's right.
He said, no, you can't do that. Just because he knew.
How did I say it? How did I say it?
You can't do that.
I want to make sure.
And you were shaking your finger too when you did it. Oh. And so I was like, dang, he's trying to separate us.
Yeah.
But. The wind still came to this house, so there.
It's a moral victory for Dina.
Yes. It's still here. I told him we got to buy a ribbon or something this year.
We'll try to find something that we can send to you, a little
I'm sure you can give it a dollar.
We can make a store. You can make a little winning certificate,
There you go. Yeah. How hard is that?
I'll work on making a certificate. We'll print it off and send it to you in a nice little frame. Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be a blast. Oh,
try and make a t-shirt for the winner.
Yeah.
I won.
Gingerbread champion.
Gingerbread champion.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going
to
let you know. Oh.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You've had 8,000.
He's doing awesome.
He gains 1,000. He gains 1,000 followers.
Because he's good. Welcome back, Mr. A.
On TikTok, he gains 1,000 like every 2 or 3 days. Good night. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, he's a rock star. He's a rock star on his little TikTok videos. DeGray is. If you need to check him out. Check him out. He's got a great thing. Go to TikTok. Check him out. Give him a follow. Yeah. It's good times. Good times. Nah, but come on, Asha. You know you're going to judge it. You know you want to. You know you want to.
I DeGrayer even mentioned send him the pictures and let the delinquent army decide, meaning let them be the biggest jury.
Yeah, I saw that, but
we're not letting Asha out.
He loses. He is our judge.
Welcome, Russell.
He brings color. He brings color commentating to our gingerbread houses.
Uh huh.
He's being so quiet.
Well, he's loving all the attention. That's why.
I'm just thinking to myself, how am I going to get out of this one? What's the legal cause?
Come on, Asha. You know you don't want to get out of it. You know you love it. You know you like doing it. It's fun.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah. But anyway, you can do them however you want. Make them however you want, as fancy as you want. Or you can do them just plain, simple. It doesn't matter.
You know, what I've seen out there right now, it's the ones that are out there, I guess it's this year, it's all like, well, of course there's candy, but it's made like candy themed. There's a Tootsie Roll cabin, and then there's a Skittles something, and then there's a blank this. So it's all the different brands of candy, and yeah, it's their little houses.
I think if you go to our Facebook page and look at the photos on our Facebook page, you can find the photos from the ones last year.
Yes, I even did stained glass in one of mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she went
crazy. Yes, I did. I had a big old mansion, and then I had like a little house on the side. And I almost bought that big house, and I'm like, nope, I'm not buying that one again. It was a curse. I shall buy something else.
Yeah, I think you worked on it like for a week. I'm not sure. A week?
It was more like 3 weeks. Are you kidding? We were working on that village forever, it seemed like.
Oh, I did mine in 2 days.
It was fun, though. You know what? It was fun because Lewis and I, we were going to Big Lots. We were going down the candy aisle, and we're like, we're going to have the best gingerbread house ever. And we're looking for candy, and we're trying to find little figures to put in there. And we had fun together. So, yeah. That's
oh, yeah. It's fun. You turn it into a family project, you know. And yes. You have your kids get involved.
That's
what
was fun.
And have your kids – and your kids enter on their own. I mean, they are – it's not a family. You yeah, I'm like Jess. We do ours in an hour. Yeah, that's it. You know, you get it done.
Oh, see, Jess on the sour. There's a Sour Patch camper. Yeah, I've seen that. There's like a little camper. They're cute. They have cute ones out there this year.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pinky up when you do it. Yeah, they're just a lot of fun. Yeah, I love making them as an
educator.
Oh yeah, as an educator for students. You betcha. You betcha. It's fun. It is fun. So we encourage everybody. We'll get more into it in December once December comes around, get through Thanksgiving. And then we'll, the first week in December, when we kick off our shows for December, we'll start talking to them. And we pretty much already laid out the rules. There's only one rule. You got to build it yourself. You can't just pull it out of the box. You can't go to the baker and have him build you one, you know.
No, but there are ones that are pretty good, but just not decorated, and that's not allowed.
No, you got
to have to build it.
You got to buy it with the where you got to put up your walls and all that stuff, and you know it was a real learning process because yeah, you can't just throw those things up. You got to know how to put the frosting in. I think this year though, Grammy's going to make up a batch of her own frosting because we didn't get enough frosting. The kids don't give us enough frosting, so she's going to make some frosting and.
Well, you're not supposed to put a dab and then eat a dab and then put a dab and then eat a dab. You're not.
Oh, that's
to
why
that.
We didn't have enough frosting.
Yes, I saw the video.
You know, Grammy made that one for Halloween. You can see a picture of that on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And it was a two-story house, and it collapsed. And when it collapsed,
but it looked perfect.
Yeah, it looked like a haunted house thing. Yeah. That was that chocolate gingerbread. That was so good. That I'm telling you, it sat in her room for a week and we'd just be breaking chunks of it off and eating it like cookies. It was really tasteful. It was really tasteful stuff. Yeah. So yeah, yeah. Gingerbread stuff.
Thank you, Asha.
Good times. Yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he left.
Oh, he had enough of us, huh?
I guess he might be busy with something else.
He goes, that's it. I'm done talking. Well, he is home. He's off work, remember? He's off work, so he's up. He's doing Asha stuff, so no problem. We appreciate it.
I want to tell you guys about a podcast yesterday that Dude Sean had sent it to our Instagram last week, and I wasn't able to go, and he sent it to me yesterday, and I'm going to put it in here. Dawn Shale, Top to Bottom Wellness. It was really interesting and really great. If you want to know a little more about being your own advocate of your body and doing things more naturally instead of always taking antibiotics or, you know, other things that besides natural stuff. So, you know, I've only listened to one, but I can tell you what it was. She had the guest on there and it was extremely interesting. And I got to re-listen to it because I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but very well, very good. show. So I encourage you to check her out.
And that's the name of it right there?
Yeah, that's her. And it was Top to Bottom Wellness.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the name. Okay, it's her name.
And the podcast. The
podcast is Top to Bottom Wellness.
Correct.
All right. Well, we'll have to check her out, give her a follow. And yeah. I don't know, maybe it'd be really kind of fun to get her on and have her talk about that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'll send her something. And yeah, because it was really good. She was talking about a lot of stuff that she had a guest star on there talking and about naturopath doctors and leaky gut and all these different things. And she was her thing. I think I'm trying to see if her name was on here. It was Tina something. And hers is head two, and it's head to toe wellness, but the two is the number two instead of spelt out. And she has, I don't think she has a podcast, but she helps people. She coaches people. So she has a website. So if you look for head, the number two, toe, you know, like your toe, T-O-E, mm-hmm. wellness, another good one. So yeah, it was great.
All right. Well, there you go. Check her out. Yeah, we're into the the healthy stuff and the natural remedies and all that stuff. Hey, thanks to Gray. We'll keep that in mind. But I'm expecting you and your mini-me to build one. I'm expecting you guys to build
have a little delinquent army out there.
Yeah, a little barracks. You guys could build a barracks or something. That'd be awesome. All right. Hey, you know, one thing I was looking at too is, you know, with snow, it's the snow times coming up and all this and that.
Yes.
Well, kids was asked to name snowplows. Name the snowplows that your school systems have. So the kids went out and they put names to some of these snowplows. Some of these names are pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. One called, they're calling their snowplow Wolf Tracks. Oh. Wolf Tracks. That's a good name. Okay. That's a name.
Welcome
that's
back, Mr. T.
Stormbreaker. Yeah. Snow Destroyer. That's a good name.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah. Frostbite. That's a good one. Snowy the Plow. Snowy the Plow.
Aww.
Yo, bro, no snow.
The Snowy the Plow is the girls, and yo, bro, no snow, the boys. South.
Plowtron, that's a good one. Blizzard Wizard, that's a good name, bro. That's a good name, one. Captain Snowmerica. Captain Snowmerica. That was kind of hard to say. I said it easier in my head. Captain Snowpants. Now, you know that was a bunch of little kids. Yeah. Captain Snowpants. Frosty's Demise.
Aw.
Now, that's a good name for a snowplow. Yeah. Let's see. Snow Eagle. Dun, 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 Snow Eagle.
Snow Eagle through the snow, plowing a path.
Timberwolf. I like that. That's a good name, too. Snow Day Reaper.
Oh, my gosh.
The Snow Day Reaper. These are names that kids put to the snow plows in their area. Plowatron 6000. No, I like that. Plowatron 6000. Arctic Angel. Oh, that's a nice one. The Snow Bobcat. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Snow Digger. Let's see. Let's see. What other we got there? Snow Day Buster. Yeah, the Snow Day Buster. You get out there and bust it up so you can't have a snow day.
Just a couple, Buster. Just a couple hours late. Delayed school day. No school day.
That stinking Snow Day Buster went out there and
ruined it for us.
Oh, this is good. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's thinking right there.
That is.
Let's see. Frosty the Snowplow. Yeah, that's a good one. Flurry the Snow Cow. Yeah, right. Some of these are pretty cute. Let's see. Snow Chomper.
That's a good one.
Snow McQueen.
Yeah.
Stormtrooper. Big Bessie. Now, I like that. Big Bessie.
Ooh. Sounds like a cow.
Yeah. And then the last one on the list, coming from Woodstock Elementary School, Penguin in the Penguin Snow. No, wait. Penguin the Plow. I'm sorry. Penguin the Plow. So there you go. Little kids naming snow plows. Those are pretty. Yeah, there's a ton of them, man. I mean, there's all these schools got into it. That's pretty cool. Oh, and then another thing I read today in the news, and this was, hold on a second here. I got to get the pull this thing up. Let's see.
I told you I was going to win.
Windows 11.
Takes oh, that's an ad. I don't want the ad. I want the song.
I was like, what? What's going on?
I want the ad. I want the song. I thought you were playing
Snoop Dogg or something. What? You showed me Snoop Dogg earlier.
You sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington.
Oh,
sad news today.
Oh, Schoolhouse Rock.
Yep, sad news today. Dave Frischberg, the jazz pianist and songwriter known for the Schoolhouse Rock song, I'm Just a Bill, he passed away. He died at 88. But this was his song.
Hope and pray that I will. Today I am still just a bill.
That's kind of sad. When I read that, I thought that was kind of sad.
Oh, that is sad. Yeah. I love these. Gosh, I love these. I had them all on VHS at one time.
Conjunction, Junction, What's Your Function?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I've got
and I love the multiplication ones, like three is magic number, the four-legged zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got them.
I don't remember that.
I've got a DVD. I've got a DVD set of them. A DVD set of them. And they're something else. I'm telling you. They're something else. Yeah, he did a good job. I don't know now. I don't know if he wrote any of the others, but I know he wrote the Bill ones, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Kind of cool. That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, rest in peace, buddy. He's got a legacy. He's going to be known as the Schoolhouse Rock guy. So,
yeah, hopefully we'll keep those going.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're good stuff. They're good stuff.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for Tina rock, Joe's Today rock, in Music rock, History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Tina Joe. Oh, hey, and John Gale, I wasn't ignoring you. Well, maybe I was. I don't know. But I'm drinking Black Rifle Coffee this morning, as I always do, Black Rifle Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What are you slurping on this morning, old man? Black Rifle.
Oh, I thought you were going to respond to when he said we're old. I didn't see that one. I'm like, yeah, we are. We sure are.
Oh, that was way up there. That was way up there.
Oh, okay. All right. For our number one on this day in music history, we're going to start in the year 1966 with the Supremes. You Keep Me Hanging On hits number one for the first of 2 weeks. The song is about a woman who knows her fellow doesn't love her, but that isn't man enough to break up with her. All she can do is plead with him to set her free. Here is the Supremes with You Keep Me Hanging On.
They had a unique Motown song, didn't they?
Yes.
Kim Wilde has a good remake of that song, too, from 1987.
Oh, okay. The Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On. I don't know. Is Dinah Ross still alive? I have no idea.
I believe
she's
so.
Still alive.
I believe she is. Okay. Yeah, I believe so.
She's
I know
her daughter 77 years old.
Oh, okay. Her daughter's found her niche. She's doing quite well on the in the entertainment business, the TV and movies.
Yes.
And I think her youngest son is married to Ashley Simpson, the sister of Jessica Simpson.
Oh, really? Yes, you're right. Yes, you are right. Yes, she is. Yep.
Thanks for that trivia, Eric. Good
and
job.
Be safe driving, Eric. You sound like you're driving. You be safe driving.
I am, but I might be driving okay. So you don't hear the car running on the road.
Okay, but we don't want to hear this.
Stop. Stop it. You stop it. Stop it. We're going to go to number two. 1976. Van Morrison's Moondance album is certified gold. Moondance was written and developed while Morrison was living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He commented with Moondance, I wrote the melody first. I played the melody on a soprano sax, and I knew I had a song, so I wrote the lyrics to go with the melody. That's the way I wrote that one. I don't really have any words to particularly describe the song. Sophisticated is probably the word I'm looking for. Moondance is a sophisticated song. Frank Sinatra wouldn't be out of place singing this song. That is what he said. So here is Mr. Van Morrison with Moondance.
Ah, this is a great song.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and I can see Frank Sinatra singing this song.
Yep.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars.
No, baby. No, Jay, baby. I'm scared when you're downloading shows and listening. Because then you can listen and rewind and really catch stuff.
You should be.
Van Morrison, Moon Dance.
That's a great song.
It is. Oh, love that song. Okay, number three on our slot is in the year 1979. Canadian rock band Loverboy plays their first ever concert, opening up for Kiss at the Coliseum in Vancouver. Loverboy was formed in 1979. They were established in Calgary, Alberta, but are currently based in Vancouver, British Columbia. Loverboy hit singles, particularly Turn Me Loose and Working for the Weekend, have become area rock staples and are still heard in many classic rock and classic hit radio stations across Canada and the United States. Here is Loverboy with Turn Me Loose.
I love the intro to this song.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about it.
Loverboy. Turn Me Loose.
I forgot all about them until I was reading it and I'm like, oh my gosh, Loverboy, I totally remember them.
Yeah. I totally forgot about them too until I heard 70s, the intro of the song. Turn Me Loose by Loverboy. You can hear this song on its entirety tonight on our music show at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to go from that rocking tune to number four.
Okay, before you go into this one, I got to tell you, I thought I knew, I told you after I looked at the list, I thought I knew everything about the Beatles and Paul McCartney, and I did not know this. This blew my mind.
I thought you did. Great. I thought you for sure knew about this when I was.
I did not know anything about it. This. Yeah. So please go ahead.
All right. In 1991, Mr. Paul McCartney's first classical piece, Liverpool or a Terrio, is performed in America for the first time in New York Carnegie Hall. This is the first major foray to classical music composed in collaboration with Carl Davis to commemorate the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra 150th anniversary. The project received a large amount of media attention upon its unveiling in June of 1991. The piece consists of eight movements. The story of Orterio loosely follows Paul McCartney's own lifeline. Here is Paul McCartney with Non Nobis Lo Solum.
The first movement of his classical piece.
Yes, welcome, PBG.
Paul McCartney wrote classical music. Unbelievable. It's It's actually an opera.
It does sound like a story.
I was listening to it, and you know I love classical music. And I was listening to it. This is absolutely beautiful. I can't believe that it was Paul McCartney. It blew my mind. Paul McCartney wrote classical music. Excellent. That's the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. What a great piece of music. Absolutely great piece of music. And that just goes to show you, you know, these guys that they are musicians. They are musicians. You know, they play rock and roll. They can dabble into blues. And now you hear them do a country song. And they can do classical music too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's how a lot of them started. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to move on to number five, the year 1994. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers play You Don't Know How It Feels in Honeybee on Saturday Night Live with Dave Grohl on drums, who was considering joining the band full-time during this time. The Heartbreakers had lost their drummer on October 2nd when Stan Lynch was fired after a gig. The Saturday Night Live appearance had already been booked, so Petty called Grohl and asked him if he was up for the task. It was the first time I looked forward to playing the drums since Nirvana. Grohl had completed the bones for the first Foo Fighters album on his own, so the idea of being in a band appealed to him. The performance goes really well, and Grohl considers being a permanent drummer, but Petty won't let him. He says, "We're a much older bunch of guys, and I thought he would be much happier doing his own thing with his great talent that he wasn't using, and with that, you know, it was a great opportunity for him. Not that I wouldn't have hired him in a second. It was discussed, and I know he thought about it." So here is Tom Petty in the Heartbreakers with Honeybee.
All right, here we go. A little number we call Give Me Some Sugar, Little Honey, Natural Bee.
This has got a great beat to it. I love this song.
Come on now.
Nice bluesy song.
Yeah,
Honeybee by Tom Petty.
It's not the typical Tom Petty
song. No, it's not. And that's why it's great. That's why it's neat. That's, you know, it's like Paul McCartney doing classical music. These guys break out of their little box that they end up being in this box, you know, and as musicians, as artists, as creators,
bye,
you know,
see you later.
They break out. They go, no, I got to break out of this box and do this other stuff. And it's great music.
Mm-hmm.
Honeybee, well, Tom.
Like yesterday, you know, we were talking about, I can't remember which group, they were talking about how Motown, you know, one guy, Sherry, and I can't remember the other song, Sherry Baby, and how they sound alike, and they were saying if they had one hit and it went well, then they were making them all the rest of their hits sound kind of like the first hit.
Sound is like the hit. Yeah. They made everything sound the same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the money people.
Yeah.
It was the money people, because they wanted that money from their hits. So they tried to make all their songs sound the same.
Fit in a little box. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the artists get tired, and then you go, no, we're breaking out of this. So,
yep.
Good song, Honeybee, Tom Petty. All right.
Okay, number six on our list. We're going to move up to the year 2002. Eminem hits number one on the Hot 100 for the first time with Lose Yourself from his movie 8 Miles, and it charts the top. This featured Eminem's first movie, 8 Mile. The movie is loosely based on his life. He grew up in poor Detroit neighborhood and followed his dream to rap stardom. The movie got very good reviews, as Eminem turned out to be a surprisingly good actor. Here he is with his first hit, Lose Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
was surprised by how good Eminem sounds. I've never heard any Eminem's music.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment.
That was also featured in the Ice Bowl too.
Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater.
He's got a real easy listen to voice. Yeah. What'd you say it's also from, Eric?
That's featured in the movie 8 Mile, which also stars Kim Basinger, the ex-wife of Alec Baldwin, who's from Athens, yeah. Georgia.
Yeah, this is this cut.
She played his mother in the movie.
This cut I'm playing from right now is from the 8 Mile
soundtrack.
8 Mile soundtrack, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lose Yourself, Eminem. Very very easy to listen to. I've never heard Eminem before.
Really?
So that, yeah.
I'm shocked. Yeah, that's one of I'm kind of shocked. You, some of these songs, like that one, you know, was as they were playing it all the time, and he is. It's easy. You can understand what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty talented guy.
Okay. Well, lastly on our list, we're going to move to 2007 with one of everyone's hit favorites. Neil Diamond is a guest performer at Caroline Kennedy's 50th birthday party. Diamond reveals that his 1970 hit, Sweet Caroline, was actually written about her. Well, listen, Diamond said that the magazine cover photo of Caroline as a young child on a horse and her parents created an image in his mind, and the rest of the song came together about 5 years after seeing the picture. However, in 2014, Diamond said the song was about his then wife, Marsha, but he needed a three-syllable name to fit the melody. The song has been proven to be an enduring popular, and November of 2014 has sold over 2 million digital downloads in the United States. Either way, here is Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline.
I'm a big Neil Diamond fan. When I was in school, I loved hearing his music. I'd crank it through my 8-track player in my car as I'm going down the street.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.
Way to go, Neil. Neil Diamond. Sweet Caroline. Yeah, that is a classic.
I know. They always play that at baseball games, and you know, everybody starts singing it together, and yeah, so much fun. Hi, Derek. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, Neil Diamond, you know, he came out and he's those modern day crooners that came out, and they're all about, like, they had Engelbert Humperdinck, they had Tom Jones, Elvis Presley, you know. I mean, they were all individual artists and they all had their own style, but they were all kind of the same. You know, they're all kind of the same. And it, good music. Good music. Great list, Dina Jo.
Oh,
great
you. List. Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Thought I'd give you a little whistle there. What does Tate Baby say?
The chicken under a very big rock. No baklava, doesn't know who that Eminem song, you know, has never had a cannoli.
Nope, I've had a cannoli.
You have now, but
I've had a couple of cannolis. Grammy showed me a picture of baklava.
Thank you, Mr. T.
She says, yes. Here's the...
So now he knows what it is.
Yeah, she says, here, this is what it looks like. Hey, Derek, good to see you, buddy. Thanks for joining the show. Hit that follow button and come on back. Tell your friends to tune in.
Philly cheesesteak. Yep, exactly.
I've had a Philly cheesesteak. Well, know, that's you, where we had the Philly.
Had one. These are things you had never had before. You were still under that rock. Hi, Bob.
And Grammy found a place that had original chili cheesesteak sandwiches. She went and bought one, and that same place had cannolis. So that was a twofer on that day. She goes, look, I got you a chili cheese. Oh, yay. And you know what this is?
A cannoli.
Yeah, she goes, and you know what this is? I go, what? She goes, a cannoli.
That is very true, J-Baby. For the record, you haven't disliked anything we've suggested. But on the other hand.
Well, you are talking to the guy that had a Spam Oreo cookie sandwich.
Very true.
I mean, is there really going to be hardly anything? And as a matter of fact, we still got stuff that J-Baby has sent us that we haven't had yet. Because she sent us stuff that's in hand.
A
little longer, yeah.
Hi, welcome, Helena.
I saw Grammy. She was out in the pantry, and she was looking at the can of mutton.
Oh, I thought she J-Baby
sent us the can of mutton. Yeah, and Grammy was looking at that. And so I think Grammy's brain's working, you know. She'll think of something, and all of a sudden, thinking it. Yeah.
I wonder what you put. I wonder what you put mutton. How you make mutton?
I don't know, but you know, Grammy's going to figure out something. Yeah, she was looking at it. This is good stuff. Good stuff. I've been blessed by everybody sending J-Baby sending me stuff, and of course Dina Jo sending me stuff to try. Yeah. Here, eat this, old man. good times.
Some of my favorite stuff. I was playing Oprah, but it was all under $20.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that got me, you know, you turned me on to Hennessy. I'd never had Hennessy. And you were like, what? Never had Hennessy?
I'm trying to remember who used to come in here and... I don't see him anymore on Podbean. Oh, my gosh. I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
I can't think of his name. And he would come in and he was drinking Hennessy and we were talking about Hennessy. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I finished drinking the bottle of Hennessy I had that I read the label and realized that it is a...
Brandy?
Brandy, yeah. Because I had never, as far as I know, I had never drank brandy until then. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, smooth. Good stuff. You gotta expand your palate. Expand your palates and go out there and try some of that stuff. But then too, there's some stuff I say, no, I ain't eating that. I ain't eating that.
There is a whole new world out there. A whole new world. I don't know any of the rest of the words, but it's out there. Oh,
you're starting to sing like me. And next thing you know, if you'd have kept going, you would have started going do 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 do.
We're glad to have you, Derek. I don't even remember what Disney went. Oh no, it's the Little Mermaid. I think it's the Little Mermaid.
Oh, you know, I'm a big fan of the Deadpool movies.
Yes.
And in Deadpool 2, uh-huh. All through that movie, Deadpool's going, "Hey, and then he names the songs. He goes, isn't that the same song that's in Frozen? I mean,
oh, it's Aladdin. Thank you, Mr. T.
Isn't that the same song that's in Frozen, but they changed the words? I mean, he's struggling with this throughout the entire movie, and it cracks me up. And then I think, it does sound like a Frozen song. Yeah, yeah. Deadpool. Ah, I noticed that one of my TV... carrier things I got on my TV channels.
Yeah.
They got both Deadpool 2 movies are available to watch. You know what I'm going to be doing this weekend?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, you know I'm going to let you know about it too, Dina Jo.
I know. You will.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to let you know. I went through the John Wick movies 1, 2, and 3 so many times. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I sent him the commercial for the new what was it? West Side Story? Was that it?
Yes, West Side Story. The new West Side Story that's coming out.
It looks good to me. I've never seen the original. I know. I need to see the original. But you made it sound like, no, I like the original.
Oh, I did. Oh, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I was
like, oh my gosh, it looks good to me.
I was very careful on how I worded it. I said, I've seen the original. It's a classic. That's all I wrote. And you're making it sound like I went, man, I seen the original.
Stay in the original. No, it looks good to me.
The original has Natalie Woods in it. And it is a good one.
All right, Jess. Okay.
Quit arguing, children. She made me do it, Mom. She said I didn't say it. She said I did. I didn't say it. No, the remake does look good, and I hope that they just they keep the music as close to the original.
Oh yeah.
I need to
see the original. I think maybe because when I was growing up, I'm like, ooh, musicals. I don't want to see a musical, you know?
Yeah. Well, now remember the original movie, it's done. Okay. It's filmed in a way that it looks like the stage presentation because it was a Broadway thing. West Side Story was a Broadway thing. So when they filmed the original, it looks like they're on the stage. It almost looks like the stage sets, you know, not out in the actual streets, you know. And yeah. I think this new one, they actually take out, and I think they modernized it a little bit.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it's a play originally, correct?
Yes, yes, okay, it is.
So yes, yeah, and musical. It looked like Broadway, a play. Yeah. It didn't look like now it is. They're actually dancing in the streets.
Right, and it actually the time frame for it, I believe, is the '50s. You know, with the way the guys combed their hair, the gangs. The white t-shirts and jeans, you know, kind of like how my dad used to look when he was growing up. You know what I'm saying? You know, the white t-shirt, cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve, your hair's all slicked back, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Fonzie. It was done along that era. And I think that was all part of the storytelling for then, you know. So, but yeah, I think the new one looks good,
you know.
But I'm not the greaser look. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the new one looks fine, but I probably won't watch it because I like the old one. It's the original. It's the classic. Oh, they're gonna ruin it.
I knew it would come out. Oh, there's a lunar eclipse coming up. Is there a lunar eclipse?
It started yesterday. I think
forecast for tonight's lunar eclipse.
It was supposed to last like 19 hours or something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, it's going to be a partial one, but it's going to be a very long one. Yes.
Yeah. One of the longest lunar eclipses in recorded. I won't say
it was pretty big yesterday. The moon.
Well, I guess tonight's full moon.
Mm. It'd be nice if we could see it here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's all cloudy. We can't see nothing. We can't see nothing here. It's all cloudy. Anyway, what a great day. So it's Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday. Get your good times on. Remember, the difference between a good time and a bad time is a choice that you make. You know, are you going to have a good day? It's all up to you. Choose to have a good day. And the choice starts with you. You know what you need to do? You need to wake up in the morning. You need to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, and look at yourself, talk to yourself and say, you're okay. You're okay. You're going to be all right. You're doing good. You're doing good. Remember, no one can be a better cheerleader to you than yourself. You know,
welcome.
Get out there and, choose to have a good day. Choose to have fun. It's the Saturday. Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Start appreciating all that you have.
Be grateful.
Start being thankful. Have some gratitude. You know, forget all the commercialism and forget, for crying out loud, don't talk politics this year. How about go all next week with no politics? Go into Thanksgiving cleansed and free from all the politics, all the hate and all the anger and all the nasty out there. Wash yourself off.
Yeah.
Go into Thanksgiving feeling good about you, good about your family, good about life in general.
Yeah.
And let's just have fun next week because, man, it's time. It's, you know, this is Thanksgiving. And, you know, even if you don't live in a country where you're particularly celebrate Thanksgiving, you can still have a great day. You can still be thankful for the things that you got. Yeah. It's just all good. It is all good. Don't forget to tune in tonight. Tune in tonight to our what's going to happen here when I turn on the music? Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time, for our music, where we will be going back and highlighting all the songs that Dina Jo brought to us this week through the Today in Music Histories. We're going to go through and listen to all those in its entirety. It should be a lot of fun. A lot of good music there to just check it out and have fun. Eric, you got some shows that are coming on you want to plug?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, you've got John Gill. He's on right now. And I'm sure you're going to have Milk Dog, excuse me, and Frankie D. And 7 p.m. Eastern Time, This Swap Doesn't Lie. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you've got The Beans and Weenie Show. And then 9:30 p.m. Eastern, you've got The Slightly Serious Show. And then I know we're back with the music show later. And then The Podfather Show, you know, which is a new show here on Podbean, is on at 10 p.m. tonight. And then look for It's Doomsday and Dude Sean and a few other friends throughout the weekend. And I know we'll be back next week along with Ralph, The Gray Area, and hopefully John DeVito and many more other great friends.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. And don't forget, tune in Monday for our 400th show. Help us celebrate show number 400. 400 shows of anti-hate, anti-anger, and just good times. That's what we're all about. We are here to get you out the door.
Dina Jo and Grammy have got cooking on
Wednesday. And Grammy, cooking with Dina Jo and Grammy on Wednesday, the Thanksgiving, everything Thanksgiving show. Those are always a lot of fun and always a big hit with everybody. Just good times, good times. And remember, we're only doing 3 shows next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We are off so we can spend time with our families and loved ones for Thanksgiving. And you need to do the same thing, too. Turn off all the medium, except for watching football. Don't forget to watch some football and maybe some hockey. But just have a good time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. Make us your number one stop in the morning for podcasts. Mm-hmm. And besides, not only do we have fun, but we also have our own little good witch from the
good witch.
Oh, our little good witch. Our little good witch from the north.
Cast Dina a spell Jo. On you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us all this week. We love you guys so much. We really do appreciate every single one of you. And it helps us start our mornings together. So thank you so much. Hope to see you around later, around the Podbean, and tonight at the music show. Bye.
Dina Jo. Hey, and one other thing. Don't forget, today is National Toilet Day.
Yes,
yeah, National Toilet Day.
Yay for our toilet.
Yay for a toilet. Yay for what? A toilet. Thanks, Johnny
Flush
Clapper.
That.
Yeah, National Toilet Day. Get out there and enjoy your toilet. Hey, have a great day, everybody. Have fun. Go out and have fun. Remember, it's all a choice. You choose to have a good day or a bad day. You know, choose to have a good day and make it fun and have a great time. Have a good Saturday. Our music's done. We're out of here. We'll see you tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time for our music show.
Love you. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you later. Have a fantastic weekend.
Later, Gators.